بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: من قعد مقعدا لم يذكر الله فيه كانت عليه من الله ترة، ومن اضطجع مضجعا لا يذكر الله تعالى فيه كانت عليه من الله ترة. رواه أبو داود بإسناد حسن. أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه narrates from رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم that whoever adopts a sitting posture, in other words, sits together or either in a majlis, in a gathering, or individually, in which he does not remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, doesn't make the dhikr of Allah ta'ala, does not conscientize himself of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the context of the hadith, what it would actually mean is that he does not engage in any of the masnoon du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We find that, we can see from all these ahadith wherein we dealt with the etiquette of clothing, etiquette of eating, etiquette of sleeping, we find that every posture, every juncture, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam beautified it with some du'a. And in that du'a, we would find this quality of abdiyat, Allah Ta'ala's, being Allah Ta'ala's slave and remembering Allah Ta'ala. Every breath of air that we take, if we have to ponder and reflect over it, countless bounties of Allah Ta'ala, countless benefits of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala are contained in that. Right now we are looking, we are listening, we are speaking, we are thinking. Each one of these activities which we take for granted, there are so many balances and counterbalances that have to be in place. And in each one of these activities, there are so many indications of Allah Ta'ala's manifest bounty and favor and mercy upon us, that the reality is that every second of our lives should be engaged in the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. This Allah Ta'ala tells us in the Quran, many places in the Quran, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ, verily in the creation of the heavens and the earth, and in the variation of day and night, how did this earth come into existence, how are the mountains in existence, how is the sky in existence, how is the wind blowing, how is the sun rising. Allah Ta'ala is telling us in the Quran, verily in the creation of the heavens and the earth, and then this beautiful system where day follows night, night follows day, day enters night, night enters day, the lengthening of the day in summer, the lengthening of the night in winter, وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ, the variation of day and night, آيَاتِ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ, Allah says, are signs for people of intelligence. Intelligence, who is the intelligent one? The one who is not oblivious and ghafil, negligent. This point, ulama ikram raised, they say that the alamat of kufr, the sign of kufr and the demand and the dictate of kufr and batil is two things. One is jahalat, ignorance, and the other is ghaflat, negligence. And the alamat and sign of iman and the noor of iman demands two things. One is ilm, knowledge, and by knowledge is meant the reality, the two sources of knowledge that can never be disputed and that are the true authentic sources of knowledge. One is Quran, Allah's kalam, and the other is the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is in fact the interpretation and commentary and explanation of Quran. So that is ilm. And the other is dhikr. So in alamat of kufr, signs of kufr, are ignorance and ghaflat, being negligent, in other words, unconscious of Allah Ta'ala. And the signs of Iman and the Noor of Iman are two things. Ilm, knowledge, that is Quran and Hadith. And the other is to be dhakir, to be conscious of Allah Ta'ala. If a person is not conscious of Allah, then he is ghafil. Like I mentioned, ghaflat is a sign of kufr. And not only is it a sign of kufr, it leads to what we call qasawatul qalb, the hardness of the heart. So coming back to the verses of the Quran, inna fi khalqi samawati wal ard, Allah says in the creation of the heavens and the earth, وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ, and the variation of day and night, لَآيَاتِ, are signs. Many, many signs. Not ayah, not one sign. Ayat. Many, many signs. The ulil albab. For the people of intelligence. In other words, for the people of ilm and zikr. Our third point in tabligh is something, unfortunately, today we don't understand how important this is and how much of emphasis there should be on this. Ayat al-ulil albab, they are signs for people of intelligence. In other words, ilm and dhikr. And who are they? The next verse, Allah Ta'ala opens up the reality. Who are the people of intelligence? Who are the people who have the nur of iman? Alladhina yadhkurun Allah qiyamu wa qu'uda wa ala junubihim wa yatafakkaruna fi khalqi samawati wal ard. They are those who are in Allah's dhikr. Yeah, those who are in Allah, by Allah's zikr, ulama say, kullu muti'in dhakir. Kullu muti'in dhakir. Everyone who is obedient to Allah is zakir. Zikr means that to be conscious of Allah's command, to be aware of Allah Ta'ala, to be taking Allah Ta'ala's name, yadhkurun Allah. They remember Allah, they make Allah zikr, they take Allah's name. In other words, not only remember Allah, they are conscious of what is Allah's command directed towards them. Qiyaman wa qu'udan wa ala junubihim. Sitting, standing, and on their sides. In other words, in every posture, in every second, in every moment, they remember Allah. They acknowledge Allah's greatness. Wa yatafakkaruna fi khalqi samawati wal ard. The impetus for that, the impetus to always be conscious of Allah, to always make Allah's zikr, to be aware of Allah Ta'ala, yatafakkaruna fi khalqi samawati wal ard. Ponder, reflect on the heavens and the earth, reflect on yourself, reflect on how you are breathing, reflect on how you are talking, reflect on how you are sitting, reflect on how you are walking. How many things have to happen? How many balances and counterbalances have to be in place? How many millions of ways does Allah Ta'ala have to bless you and send His bounty upon you for you to be able to do all this? Your heart beating, your lungs working, your liver functioning, your digestive system working, blood flowing through your circulatory system. Each one of these things, if they just have to stop for 1 second, what will happen? So, وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. They ponder and reflect over the creation of the heavens and the earth. Elsewhere Allah says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ ذِكْرًا كَثِيرًا. Dhikran kathira. Allah commands you, O people of Iman, udhkurullah, remember Allah. Be conscious of Allah. Obey Allah. Take Allah's name. How much? Dhikran kathira. As much as possible. With kathrat. With kathrat, remember Allah Ta'ala. Excessively. Excessively remember Allah Ta'ala. So this is what is meant by this hadith. Man qa'ada maq'adan. Rasulullah SAW said, every time that you sat, lam yadhkurillah, and you didn't remember Allah, you didn't take Allah's name. And like I said, the easiest way to take Allah's name is read the dua of that occasion that we learned from Rasulullah SAW. Nevertheless, man qa'ada maq'adan, lam yadhkurillah fihi, and he didn't remember Allah Ta'ala in that posture of sitting, kanat alayhi min Allahi tira, a khasara, then that majlis or that gathering or that get together of his will become a source of khasara and regret and loss for him in the hereafter. In the second part of the hadith, which is pertinent to the chapter which Imam Nawawi rahimahullah has brought, that of sleeping, man ittaja'a madja'an. That person who slept, in other words, adopted a sleeping posture every time you slept. لا يذكر الله تعالى في, and you did not make Allah's zikr. In other words, the du'as that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم taught us at the time of sleeping. Person went to sleep without making zikr. Not only are we encouraged to make zikr before sleeping, we are encouraged to make wudu also. If possible, sleep in the Qibla direction. Adopt the sunnah posture. This is all zikr. This is all part of zikr. Kullu muti'in zakir. One who obeys Allah is zakir. Is making Allah's zikr. So the person who adopts the sleeping posture and he doesn't make Allah's zikr, doesn't take Allah's name, kanat alayhi min Allahi tira. Rasulullah said, that night of yours that you spent, where you went to sleep, wherein you didn't make Allah's zikr, it will be a source of regret to you on the day of judgment. One hadith of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, khaslatan aw khallatan. Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم said, there are two things, two actions. What is the greatness of it? Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, if my ummah has to adopt it, they will become jannati. Two actions, if they adopt it, they will become jannati. It's a lengthy hadith, I'm not going into the details. One part of the hadith, Rasulullah ﷺ said, that person who before going to sleep reads Tasbih Fatimi, 33 times Subhanallah, 33 times Alhamdulillah, 34 times Allahu Akbar. Nabi ﷺ said, he is a jannati if he will do it every night. And then what did Rasulullah ﷺ say? It is very, very easy. So Sahaba asked, Abdullah bin Amr riwayat is there, Sahih hadith. He said, Ya Rasulullah, you are telling us this is easy. And if the ummah does it, they are jannati. But, so how come? In other words, what's the reality? Allah's Rasulullah said, very, very easy, but very few of my ummah will do it. Very easy. So easy demands what? That many should be doing it. Rasulullah said, very few of my ummah will do it. What will happen? He said, Shaitan, ya'ati shaitan ila ahadikum. فَيُنَوِّمُهُ. Shaitan will come to you and get you involved in ghaflat at the time of sleeping so that you will sleep without making Allah's zikr. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, coming back to this hadith, مَنِ اتَّجَعَ مَدْجَعَ لَا يَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى فِيهِ. That person who adopts a sleeping posture, goes to sleep at night and does not make Allah's zikr, doesn't read the du'as, doesn't take Allah's name at the time of sleeping, كَانَتْ عَلَيْهِ مِنَ اللَّهِ تِرَى. He will regret. This is khasara. This is a great loss. Sometimes we go to sleep at night and we didn't close the deal. We think that's the loss. We didn't do some dunya work that we're supposed to do. We think that's the loss. That's not the loss. The loss is the regret. You didn't take Allah's name. You didn't make Allah's zikr. Every time you sat, every majlis, every gathering, hadith of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, لَيْسَ يَتَحَسَّرُ أَهْلُ الْجَنَّةِ إِلَّا عَلَىٰ سَاعَةٍ مَرَّدْ بِهِمْ لَمْ يَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ تَعَالَىٰ فِيهَا. He said, even the jannati will regret every moment in this world wherein he didn't remember Allah Ta'ala. So dhikr is extremely important. This tasbihat that we are encouraged to do, this is to bring us onto Allah's zikr, spending time in the path of Allah Ta'ala. Zikr is something we cannot possibly overemphasize the importance of it. These tasbihat that are given, they should not be taken lightly. Solitude time spent in Allah's zikr, this is something that is extremely important. In fact, there's one hadith pertaining to sleeping. Remember making zikr before you sleep. Riwayat is in Fathul Bari, Abu Muraya Ajali. Run out of time, but we'll just mention the hadith. Abu Muraya Ajali, radiallahu anhu, narrates that the bed of a person, you should listen to this, a beautiful fazilat and virtue. The bed of a person who retires to it in a state of wudu. The bed of a person who retires to it in a state of wudu and he falls off to sleep while in zikr. State of wudu and falls off to sleep while in zikr. What happens? Rasulullah said that bed becomes a masjid. And he is equated to one in salah therein till he wakes up. So you are sleeping, not awake. But your bed has become a masjid and your sleep is salah. You will get the reward as if you are in salah till you wake up. If a person goes to sleep in the state of wudu and falls asleep whilst making zikr. Allah give us tawfiq.